in 1974. Deborah Harry and Chris Stein at the helm.
From Tambourine to Talabudgera, this is ABC Gold Coast.
G'day, I'm Julie Clift with you, hanging out with you until 6pm. More 9 Queensland infrastructure projects have been cancelled and several others have had federal funding paused after a budget blowout on Commonwealth spending. Infrastructure Minister Catherine King announced the government's response to an independent review of the Infrastructure Investment Program earlier today. It found the existing pipeline of 274 national road and rail projects were undeliverable within the current budget allocation. Ms King said the Commonwealth had axed 50 high-risk infrastructure projects across all states and territories due to the possibility of cost blowouts or delays. 9 Queensland projects were among them, including the New England Highway upgrade, the Mooloolah River interchange, and the Caloundra-Tennant Creek to Townsville corridor upgrade at Dingo Park Road. A further 5 Queensland projects will be put on hold until more planning work is done on how much they'll cost. The report found 274 national road and rail projects were undeliverable within the current budget allocation. These include the Sunshine Coast Rail Extension to Maroochydore, the Inland Freight Route, the M1 Daisy Hill to Logan Motorway, and the Cairns Arterial Road duplication. Here's some of what Minister King had to say.
These decisions do ensure that the investment pipeline from the Commonwealth remains affordable, delivers better outcomes for the Australian people in the long term, and are aligned with government priorities. At the start of the review, I said we would not cut funding from the $120 billion pipeline. It was not a savings exercise, and we have honoured that. All states and territories have maintained their funding in the pipeline that they previously had.
In Queensland Parliament, the Premier and her ministers have ramped up the attack against the federal plans.
The funding cuts announced by the federal government to Queensland infrastructure projects is outrageous. The federal government collects 80% of taxes. It's only fair to ask that Queenslanders' taxes be reinvested in the infrastructure it needs for a growing state. I want to make it very clear again for Minister King that this infrastructure review does not have our cooperation.
We need to build more and better infrastructure to keep up with this growth. The Australian government's strategic infrastructure review and the Queensland LNP's plans for infrastructure cuts could put all of this at risk. Queensland already...
Order, members.
Every single infrastructure project in our infrastructure pipeline is needed. Queensland's rapid growth and decentralised population makes road infrastructure projects like the Bruce Highway upgrades vital. The Bruce Highway is the single most important national highway in the country.
I called the Treasurer and Minister for Trade and Investment.
Speaker, the infrastructure cuts announced this morning by the Federal Infrastructure Minister are a body blow to Queensland. Queenslanders will be forced to wait longer in traffic, drive on more dangerous roads and suffer from a higher cost of living.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, Deputy Premier Stephen Miles and Treasurer Cameron Dick there speaking in Parliament today.
Julie Clift on ABC Gold Coast.
One of the projects which isn't being axed and actually has now more money allocated to it is the Logan to Gold Coast Faster Rail. $1.75 billion has been announced by Minister Catherine King today that will be added to the funding for it. So to learn more about the project and what this additional funding means, we're joined by Robert Dow. He's a spokesperson from Rail Back on Track. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Julie. Good afternoon, listeners.
What does this funding announcement today mean?
Well, it means they've got a lot more money and they can get started sooner, obviously. The federal government has committed a further $1.75 billion, as you indicated. They've already committed $1.3 billion, so the funding has jumped quite considerably. The federal government commitment is now $3 billion. This is outstanding, really, for that project. The project involves duplicating the railway line between Curraby and Benlea and doing a number of station upgrades, including Curraby, Trinder Park, Woodridge, Kingston, Loganlea, Bethania, Eden's Landing, Homeview and Benlea, together with the removal of 5 level crossings within that section of track. Now, what this means for the Gold Coast, it means that they'll be able to run a lot more trains more frequently and more reliably. I mean, more express patterns. And in fact, Transport and Main Roads actually launched 3 days ago the latest design for the rail line between Currabee and Beenleigh, and have invited people to have their say on the latest designs for the stations and the level crossing removals. Now, that's accessible from the Rail Back on Track Facebook site. Just go to Facebook Rail Back on Track and you'll find the link there to the Logan and Gold Coast Faster Rail. Have your say on the latest design. So there's a lot happening with the Logan and Gold Coast Faster Rail, Julie.
Yeah. We say faster rail. We need to be mindful not to say fast rail because this is improving the speed, but not by a huge amount. If somebody's sitting on the Gold Coast who commutes every day to Brisbane, what type of reduction in their travel time will they see with this project?
Well, it'll only be in the order of a matter of minutes in actual fact, right? They're calling it faster rail, which is a little bit a little bit duplicitous in a way, isn't it? The important thing is that there will be a lot more reliable and a lot more frequent because the trains won't have to sit behind the all-station trains running up from Beenleigh or going to Beenleigh, as the case may be. So this is a good thing. Don't forget, though, with the additional stations on the Gold Coast, there will be a time penalty of that as well. But I think overall the journey time will probably be in the order of about 5 minutes quicker. And that's good, but it'll be a lot more reliable and it'll be a lot more services. So I think that's the main benefit.
Okay, so 5 minutes quicker, more reliable services and more of them. Definitely commuters are going to be happy about that, Robert.
Yeah.
Were you surprised to see this extra funding? I mean, we're hearing about a number of projects being axed altogether. Some there's still speculation over. What was your feeling around seeing not only it going ahead, but it getting the extra money?
Well, we always felt that the project would stand up in the federal government infrastructure review because it is a project that's needed. It will allow the doubling of train services between Beenleigh and Gold Coast over the next 20 years. So it's a pretty critical project. But we were surprised to see the additional $1.75 billion, particularly in the context of the other project cuts that have been brought forward or indicated by Minister King today. There's about 50 road projects have got the cut, for example. Mm. In actual fact, rail and public transport has come out of this review fairly well. They've actually got a little bit more money, which is great to see because that's what we need to do. We need to start improving our public transport, our rail systems, get people using more sustainable transport modes. We can't keep building roads. We can't keep widening roads forever and ever. Every time we widen a road, we get more traffic and we end up in the same spot where we were before the road widening, if you know what I mean. Mm. A train can carry, equivalent of 500 cars in terms of the passengers, one train. So the more trains we can run, the more people we can get off the roads and they can enjoy the commute or the travel for their social needs or whatever. So this is a good thing today in terms of the Gold Coast line upgrade, Currabee to Beenleigh. A really surprising outcome.
Mm. What of the progress with it? You mentioned before there's consultation going on as we speak. What's the timeline for this to be completed? How soon will we see these faster rail trips?
Okay, well, they expect to award the contract next year. They've already done some early works. They've already started doing some early works. Logan Lea Station is going to be moved as part of the project. So I think we'll see work actually start late 2024, and you're probably looking at 2 or 3, 4 years, probably 27, 28. It'll definitely be in service by 2032 for the Olympic Games, and it will probably be available when the new trains, the Queensland Train Manufacturing Program trains, are available. It will all happen at the same time. So I think Gold Coast can look forward to much improved commuter rail from about 2027 to 2028, in my view.
Robert Dow, great to speak with you this afternoon. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. He's pleased with the announcement today by Infrastructure Minister Catherine King, $1.75 billion in additional funding heading to the Logan to Gold Coast Faster Rail project. If you're somebody who commutes via train, what do you make of the news? 1300 903 917. Faster trains, well, about 5 minutes quicker your trip. More reliable trains and more of them. Is that a good outcome for you? If you're somebody who drives each day up that M1, would you be tempted by this to get on a train? 1300 903 917 is my phone number. The text line 0487 993 222.
I lost my...